I stumbled into a lumber yard the other day and noticed a sign by the 2x4s that read $7. Last time I looked, a 2x4 cost $2 and some change. Sticker shock made me check the price of plywood just to see if maybe some new employee with glasses fogged by his COVID mask hadn't screwed up the price inadvertently. But nope, the half-inch plywood was 3.5 times what it was last sheet I bought not too long back. Ditto the 2x6s and the treated lumber and the cedar decking. All I can figure is either COVID killed a hell of a lot of trees, driving the prices sky high, or killed the loggers who refused to wear masks. Whatever. This is another dark side of the pandemic. No doubt another conspiracy by the damn Democrats to raise the cost of a home and ruin the American dream for the average citizen. My old roommate from our slacker years when we were content with poverty, living the dream down at the South End, came up recently for a visit. I had the shack then and a mortgage of $24,000 with a monthly payment of $180 a month. Easy living, if you don't mind shack life. And we certainly didn't. Known to the local lumber yards as the Piranha Brothers, we built two additions to that shack. One a back room I use as a stained glass shop, and the other, a kitchen addition, room for a sink and cabinets, plus a 1920s electric stove and a 6-foot by 3-foot clear cedar slab for a table, probably worth a bitcoin or three in today's speculative lumber market. Now, of course, I'm considering taking them apart. Gotta be worth more as vintage 2x4s than a tax appraiser's assessment of a deteriorating 100-year-old hovel. I'll even pull the rusty nails, only cost slightly more than what the lumberyard wants for inferior wood, and environmentally correct to recycle. Yep, sounds like a win-win to this old Piranha Brother.